Wisconsin Institute of Discovery in Madison. They're asking for $6,000. And Carmelo, you're their first reviewer.
This one came as a surprise because I just talked to the phone to the gallery person there last week because we're bringing an immigration exhibit on immigration there, and I was surprised by the reception, but this explains a lot, I think. So the Wisconsin, are you familiar with the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery here in UW-Madison? They have a beautiful building called the Town Center, and so they are at the forefront of, doing community outreach and promote the science, STEM field, so they are asking funding from the Wisconsin Arts Board for their Science to Street Art initiative. And this is an initiative basically to engage youth of color in the city of Madison to come together to produce a mural. And I think there's also a graffiti component, right? And and also to have a hip hop performance component. They included, as part of the justification, they mentioned all the stats about how difficult it is for youth of color in the city of Madison to thrive. It's good to be reminded that there are some people in the city that are still having some challenges. So the idea would be to use these activities to engage the students in the interest of STEM literacy and also local street art and science community co-creating street art and STEM representation in Madison Public Art. And to accomplish this, they will work with the Madison Public District and the city of Madison to put together. So the budget looks like everything makes sense. I thought this is an interesting project. I have in the past engaged in conversations with a local organization here in Madison called the Madison Community Arts Network. And have you ever heard of them? Have they applied here?
I don't know. Have they?
They're not.
Okay, so are you familiar with that organization? They use hip hop to go to schools and engage students, to stay in school and to develop leadership skills. So they have put together this annual hip hop competition in Madison and has been very successful. So anyhow, I know because of my conversations with them that this type of programs have a lot of popularity in the city of Madison, especially in certain communities. So I thought that using this template, they did not mention in the grant working with this organization. So one of the things I would recommend is just suggest that they are out there and maybe, as part of the project, just have a conversation, because why reinvent the wheel if it's already... Because they have these solid curriculums and everything, this would be to the hip hop, performance component. Obviously, the mural is a different component. So, but also, Bendon before Madison. So I think this approach has a lot of potential to bridge, education and arts.
Okay, Brittany.
I don't have much first-hand knowledge with this organization, and actually one major item on their budget really gave me pause. It seems that they're a very young organization. Their board, all of the board members have only been part of it for a year, and have been incorporated pretty recently. One of the major contributions that they have marked is the NEA Career Placemaking Fund at $50,000. They're not eligible.
So, just to clarify, they have been around longer than that.
Oh,
I'm not I'm not sure what disconnect happened when they were filling out the application, but they've been around.
Okay.
They've been doing, this is like the, I should know and I don't, eighth year for the science festival that we helped collaborate in 2011. So something just didn't get relayed correctly.
So they were incorporated.
In the application.
And they've been doing the science festival statewide for 3 years, I think.
So more than that, yeah.
So those are still highly competitive, which gives me a little bit of pause. I don't, maybe in the future, it's a little less applicable for the $6,000 max inside of the grant that's given, but hearing a little bit how these organizations are going to work if one of the funders doesn't come through would be a little bit helpful, because if ticket sales go down, what are your thoughts on how to balance that out? The NEA career placement game, and it's not secure, really gave me pause. Just because that's a hard one.
Just a point of the way that we work as an agency. When they are given the notice that they have gotten a grant, our applicants are also given a grant proposal revision report form.
Oh.
So if a matching source has not come through, this is their time to say how we're going to revise. Or if they did not get as much from us as they had requested, this is their opportunity to tell us what they're going to change around. So they do have to provide the match before we consider our relationship done.
Right.
So, but thank you. And that's a question that we'll think about adding into future applications for maps.
And otherwise, I think it's a really smart way of figuring out how to put where the culture sits, where STEAM integration sits, and make it fit properly. I think it's a really good example of how to do that, and with the different components sitting on top of each other, it makes the impact for the students a little bit more realistic than just, okay, well, here's this event here and this event here. There has to be a cohesive design to it, which I found.
Mm-hmm. Kind of all over the place.
Right.
So I just heard two things. I heard cohesive design, which you appreciated, but then I heard all over the place.
You have to know how it all fits together, and know that it's not one offs.
Was there other discussion?
I was also concerned about the NEA grant, and I don't believe the budget showed any in-kind contributions either. And the timeline for the project seems really tight. I think the project started in September for mural creation and implementations. This festival is in October, early October, opening October 9th. And then the project wraps up in November. It just seems that's incredibly tight. I don't know how realistic that is.
Do I have something to add in terms of just the wording of whoever wrote this grant? Just making sure that they specify that the research that they're basing their... Because they mentioned that the Madison Task Force on Equity in Music and Entertainment showed that hip-hop was the aesthetic preference of youth and young adults living below the poverty line. Just to make sure that that's... that they indicate that it's only so for a specific sample that project sampled, and not to generalize that all youth and adults living below the poverty line prefer the aesthetic of hip-hop.
Yeah, that can come up. That can be controversial, sensitizing, your own.
Exactly. And I guess for strengthening the proposal, I was surprised to see that the first WAVE program here based at UW-Madison was in part of the partners, so they provide college scholarship based on the five elements of hip-hop. So it would just make sense to bring them in, because then that would continue the spectrum of special sure they're looking at how to utilize this art form for empowerment. Like, this can get you through college. So making those connections with, you know, students at the local level that are, you know, living through the benefits of this specific culture and how that can empower them in the long run.
So I just wanted to add about the, you know, the funding issue about the grant from the NEA. Again, I don't have the stats, but what I heard in conversations with staff with the institute is that they are a well-oiled machine when it comes to finding funding. That they, you know, what I heard is that they never get turned down. I don't know how many of you have been in the building. I mean, the alumni, you know, Wisconsin Alumni Association, pumping huge amount. I mean, I think they're probably, you know, you get there by their building, that they're one of the most well-funded, you know, units in the University of Wisconsin in Madison. So I don't know if that warranties that the NEA would say, yeah, go ahead, but I know they have a lot of people writing grants, and you know, when we were talking about program, the first thing they say, we'll get our staff, we'll write a grant, and we'll find the money if you don't have it. You know, just let's focus on the ideas. That was their approach to our conversation about doing something about the science festival that didn't happen now. But so I thought, I guess they know how to find the money.
Anything else?
So I was just...
Oh, sorry, Mary.
I was a little confused whether this was a STEAM or a STEM. It sort of went back and forth between the one and then being the other. And also, the mural piece of it is pretty clear, but for me, it's a festival piece of it. There was kind of a feeling of, and we hope it happened somehow. I mean, it wasn't quite that big, but I didn't quite get how the festival is going to be connected and how they're going to actually pull it off. So I think the idea of art and science together is wonderful, and I think the idea of engaging youth around it in some way is great. It was just a light on the details to me.
The details about how this project would be integrated into the festival?
Yeah, how the festival part of it was going to happen. I mean, it says, like, there's a quote here, communities are invited to co-develop science to street art programming through events, forums, and webs. And I just didn't have the detail for that piece of it to know exactly how it was going to happen.
Okay, thank you.